New Year's resolutions run the gamut from working out more to going out less, from eating more kale to learning a new language, and last but not least, to finding a meaningful relationship. Now, while a matchmaker can't help you develop a sudden love for leafy greens, the experts at It's Just Lunch can provide an enjoyable alternative to online dating and make it easier to keep that resolution. They'll first get to know you and your relationship goals during a confidential interview. Your matchmaker will then hand-select quality matches for you from their exclusive membership base. They pre-screen all of your matches and even book your reservations at the best date spots in Chicago. All you have to do is show up, relax, and be yourself. A New Year's resolution is a promise you make to your future. So make 2017 the year you find love. It's Just Lunch is super easy, incredibly personal, and completely professional. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
New Year.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Chicago's Big Ten team returns to Welsh Ryan Arena to host Iowa this Sunday at 6:30. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Bulls lost 101-99 to Washington last night. Rajon Rondo came off the bench. He scored 12 points in 27 minutes. It was his first game action since December 30th. Now the Bulls take on Derrick Rose and the Knicks tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. The Blackhawks won their fourth straight with an overtime goal from Duncan Keith. Corey Crawford had 33 saves in the game. Hawks play again Friday in Washington. College Buckets, Illinois takes on Michigan. Coverage on The Score starts at 7:30 this evening. Other games tonight of note, number 14 Louisville hosting Pitt, and number 12 Butler traveling to number 8 Creighton. The Broncos have hired former Dolphins defensive coordinator Vance Joseph to replace Gary Kubiak. And Sean McDermott, the DC for the Panthers, has been hired by the Buffalo Bills to be their next head coach. A group of organizers with NFL ties, they plan to launch a new professional football league, giving young players an alternative to playing college football. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. Cubs convention broadcast on 670 The Score is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
What about Mark Schanowski talking the other day?
Here's Mark Schanowski.
Mark Schanowski.
Mark Schanowski, Mr. NDA.
Mark Schanowski covering the Bulls for CSN Chicago.
There's a ball poked away by Rondo. He feeds Bowers back to scores. Jimmy. To a slicing
Rondo on a layup. Good.
You go with this, it's JB.
Jimmy Butler, a one-man wrecking crew. Dunks the ball.
Check the resume. Check the resume, Larry Nance. Yes. Anyway, he still can play.
Talking Bulls basketball all season long.
The biggest value of the Wade signing. The Bulls have been dragged through the mud ever since Michael Jordan walked away. If Dwayne Wade's on your roster next summer and he wants to go about helping a recruiting process, I think that is going to help them.
Mark Schanowski on 670 The Score.
He's on Twitter at Mark Schanowski. You read his stuff at csnchicago.com. You see him on CSN Chicago and you hear him on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Shake off the cold with a hot Home Run In Pizza tonight. Mark, that stuff from Rondo yesterday before the game and then with that little quip after the game. As entertained as I am, I'm just curious to what extent the Bulls have to find it really troubling to have a guy who simply doesn't care and is willing to tell some difficult truths.
Well, that's always been Rondo's MO ever since he came into the league. You know, very headstrong guy. He feels like he's the, you know, he's got this great basketball IQ and he understands the game better than his coaches and the front office and everybody else around the league. So he's never been shy with, you know, making people know exactly what he feels about the game of basketball, and he made it very clear that he's not happy with the communication between himself and the coaching staff and between himself and the front office. So this has the potential to deteriorate very rapidly unless all of a sudden Rondo starts playing great and they have no choice but to play him.
So how do you think it plays out?
Well, I think he's going to get some playing time in the short term. Obviously, Jimmy and Nico are out for Thursday, so he'll play against the Knicks. And I think that, you know, for the next couple of weeks, they're going to kind of see what they can get from him as the first guard off the bench. But I don't think Rondo long term is going to be very happy with that. You know, I think he sees himself as a starter. And if they don't get him back into that starting role, they could have some problems on their hands. And it was very interesting, too, in the post-game locker room that Taj Gibson went out of his way to praise Rondo and saying that we're a better team with Rondo on the court. And when a respected veteran like Taj says something like that, that's going to resonate in the locker room, and then that's going to, you know, get back to the powers that be in the front office.
And those are the first steps toward toxic factionalization of a locker room. We lived through this with the Derek camp and the Jimmy camp and everybody in between. And here's Fred. Again, here is your nominal coach who already went through this when Jimmy told him to coach harder and then told him he wasn't going to run his offense, and Noah saying, well, no, it wasn't my idea to come off the bench. When Rondo, after the game, they said, how'd you feel? I felt fast. He's throwing shade at the coach. I mean, that's what he's doing. So how many times can a young coach endure something like this? And, you know, is there a comp for a young coach who has endured this multiple times to start a coaching career that has ultimately proven successful?
Well, on a much different level, I think Eric Spoelstra went through that initially in Miami when he had the big three and LeBron was kind of pushing his weight around very early in that process, you know, making it known that he was the guy that was going to have the ultimate power in that locker room. And to Spoelstra's credit, he was able to push back and win some respect from those veterans. And I think that really kind of launched him onto a coaching career that's been pretty successful to this point. Fred is going to have to, you know, figure out exactly what he can do with this group. I mean, I think that Hoiberg won whatever discussion, whatever meetings he had with the front office in terms of what they were going to do with Rondo going forward. My guess, my read on the situation is that Hoiberg strongly said that we can't win with Rondo, and the front office went along with his plan to just basically sit him. But then because of the injuries and the illnesses, they almost had to put him back out there. He played pretty well last night. You know, obviously he played better in the first half than he did in the second, but well enough to, you know, kind of fractionalize the locker room, and that's the last thing that they want right now. I think that Hoiberg ideally would have liked to go forward with Michael Carter Williams and Jaren Grant getting all the minutes at point guard and letting the front office try to find a way to quietly get Rondo off the team. But now, you know, I think he's back in the rotation, and, you know, that's going to be on the young coach to try to manage that, and it's going to be a very difficult situation because even some of the coaches who are considered great communicators, like Doc Rivers, openly profess their frustration with trying to deal with Rondo, and he's got, as he's gotten older, I'm sure he's gotten more difficult to deal with.
You surprised by the Derrick Rose drama? Any part of that surprising to you?
Well, the whole situation that went down Monday was just bizarre. I mean, to just be at shoot-around, suddenly become overwhelmed with some kind of family situation that you have to jump on a plane and go back to Chicago, and then to not even send a text or call some of your closest friends on the team made no sense whatsoever. But, you know, we've dealt with the Derrick Rose situation, you know, for the last how many years with some of the bizarre things he said in the media, some of his odd looks at situations in life. And so I guess from that perspective, you know, experience teaches you that you should never really be surprised at something that Derek might do or say. But when you have his own teammates, you know, Carmelo Anthony said when he took the court Monday, he was concerned about Derek's safety. And if, you know, if you've got that situation going on, to put yourself above the team, you know, that's never a good look.
We had Frank Isola on earlier for the New York Daily News, and he pointed out to us that he thought that Derek slipped a little bit into some more openness and honesty at shoot-around when he said, I'm feeling better today. He did. I'm feeling better now. It wasn't my mom or my family or had to be with my family. He said, I. And it does raise this issue of how can anybody, he's so hard to connect with. He's so hard to reach out to. I don't know if the team feels it's its responsibility or somebody close to him, maybe still in Chicago, maybe BJ Armstrong or people who still have his best interests at heart for unselfish reasons might want to just say, are you okay?
Well, and there was some talk that he had even talked about possibly contemplating retirement.
Yes, I'd heard that too.
that he was so unhappy with his situation and being away from his son and the people that he cares about that, you know, he's considering walking away from that money and just calling it quits. So, you know, this is a young guy who's obviously troubled by a lot of things that are going on in his life. And, you know, it just goes to show you that all the money in the world can't buy you happiness. And he just, you know, he's always been kind of a guy that's secluded himself from what's going on in the world and seemed kind of ignorant of what was going on around him. And now I think it's a situation where, you know, I think he's trying to figure out where his life is going to go after basketball. I mean, there was another report today about him talking about a max contract. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, he's not a max player anymore. And I think if he was being honest with himself, he would have to realize that he's nowhere close to a guy who's going to command a max deal. Obviously, the Knicks are not going to be interested in bringing him back. I know he's always kind of lusted to go out to L.A., but both of those two teams have different situations going, so he's not going there. I mean, he's going to find himself after this year going to a garbage team like the Sacramento Kings or somebody else, and he'll get a decent amount of money. But, you know, the days of him being a major player in the league and a guy that, you know, is going to be someone people seek out for marketing deals, those days are gone.
Mark, you're in the business of analyzing this team day to day, and you do a great job pregame, halftime, postgame. You got your whole team. You guys do a great job. But big picture, do you allow yourself to think big picture? I mean, do you have time for that? And when you do you have the slightest idea what the program is going forward?
Well, you know, we've talked about it many times. They're in the dreaded middle right now. You know, just good enough to be contending for a seventh or eighth playoff seed and not getting a good draft pick. And you see the reports out of Sacramento today.
Yep.
That even a player like DeMarcus Cousins, who I would have thought was a slam dunk to leave the Kings in 2018, he's going to take that extra cash and stay with a losing program. And so you wonder, if he's not going to leave a toxic situation like Sacramento, is any NBA star going to leave any team in the foreseeable future? The rules that they put in place are so dramatically in favor of the established stars that these guys, you know, unless there's a strange set of circumstances, are going to take the extra cash and are going to stay in their current situation. So really the only recourse for a team that's stuck in the middle and wants to get out of it is to go down to the bottom and try to get lucky with finding a future superstar in the draft lottery. So, you know, at this point, they flirted with it last summer in terms of considering trading Jimmy on draft night. They didn't do it. They got Dwayne Wade, kind of fell into their lap, so they realized that they had a team that could probably contend for a playoff spot this year, and they decided to go with that course of action. But if you talk about big picture, long term, I mean, it's a situation where the draft lottery is really your only ticket to getting very good in short order.
Yeah, it's funny. I was going to bring that up about DeMarcus Cousins because that's really all you need to see. And right. You had said it before in talking about the dwindling avenues that you have to find a transformational talent. And you can't just do it anymore. You can't wait and say, okay, we're going to clear the decks and we're going to grab that guy, because that guy very likely is not coming. And I saw that, and I immediately thought of you in the conversation. Yeah. That we had before, that wow, there it is. That's the one that you would think, why the hell would he want to stay there? And the answer is money.
Well, it's funny too, because, you know, when the 2010 thing happened with the three stars in Miami, the owner said, we're never going to have this happen again. And they put in new rules in the CBA, and it happened again in Golden State. So they're like, well, we're going to fix it this time. And the solution they found was to throw so much money at the stars that, they have no choice but to stay where they're at. You know, they don't have the franchise tag concept, but, you know, with this designated veteran who can get 35% of the cap, they basically created their own franchise tag system in the NBA. And, you know, I think it's good for a smaller market like Sacramento or Milwaukee with the Greek Freak. You know, he's probably going to stay there for his entire career now, and it's great to see some of the smaller markets get to enjoy these transcendent talents. But if you're a big market team with some money to spend like the Bulls, thinking that that's your ticket to getting back into relevancy and having a chance to win a championship, you know, there just are not going to be those star players changing teams anymore, and that makes it incumbent on you to find a way to get into the draft lottery. And right now, the Bulls have their own pick. They're hoping to get the Sacramento pick, which, you know, has to fall outside the top 10 in order for that to come the Bulls' way. But, you know, there are no easy answers out there. And right now, you know, they're going to probably try to play some of their young players more in the second half. I was encouraged by what I saw of Valentine last night. He looked like a guy that could kind of figure out how to play in an NBA game, even though he's not a tremendous athlete. And I think he's a guy that can be a real good rotation player for you. But in terms of, you know, a guy that's going to change your program around, no, he's not that.
Yeah, maybe Valentine's going to get a talking to about when you are a rookie and you've had a nice quarter, it's still not a reason to taunt an opposing bench.
Yeah. And he woke up John Wall. I mean, Wall's quote afterwards is, you know, just woke up a monster. And Wall took over the game after that point. So Washington was kind of sleepwalking through that game. You know, they played a Bulls team that was without three of its top scorers. And you know, they looked awful for three quarters. And Valentine kind of woke them up. And I didn't see him doing a lot of that at Michigan State, so that was a little bit out of character. But maybe that was kind of some of his own frustration for not getting to play a lot in his rookie season. And, you know, he's a guy that, as I mentioned, I think he's going to be a decent piece for you, but he's not the kind of player that you get at the top of the lottery that can possibly turn the program around.
What do you think of LeBron's reaction, both on the court and with his post-game comments about the officiating? And, I mean, I got to say, Mark, I kind of don't blame him. And, I mean, there's sort of a Cam Newton aspect to this with the way he gets treated out there sometimes. Do you think he has a legitimate argument?
No, I think he should be quiet. I think he should just get out there and play. I mean, here's the guy that's built like a freight train and routinely runs over guys. You know, we used to hear that from Shaq, too.
I was going to say, it's the Shaq stuff all over again. Yep.
Yeah, how he complained about guys are hanging on his arms. And, you know, if he was ever really got mad, he could hurt somebody out there. You know, LeBron's the best player in the world, no question about it. He's got great talent. But for him to complain about the officiating seemed pretty empty to me.
Well, what is next in the short term when Jimmy Butler gets healthy? We saw the Bulls had decided, all right, we're going to just get out of Jimmy's way, and they were doing that most times down the court. It was going to go full Jimmy as long as he could handle it. Is that going to be the quote-unquote strategy? I mean, is that a way to run this team and say, like, you want to be the star? You be the star, shoot it every time, and we'll go as far as you can take us.
Well, the thing that's been really interesting to me has been the mutual admiration society between Jimmy and Dwayne Wade, the two Marquette guys. You know, they become fast friends. You know, they're going to high school games together and hanging out with Gabrielle Union. You know, it's just been very interesting to watch how this friendship has evolved. And you're hearing these post-game quotes where Jimmy said, well, Dwayne came over, he told me it's time for you to take over the game. And it's almost like Dwayne's trying to mentor Jimmy on what it takes to be an NBA superstar, at the same time basically handing over any responsibility to try to help with the scoring load. You know, we get into close games late, and it's almost like Wade says, all right, Jimmy, now it's your time to take over the game because I can't do it anymore. You know, I think Wade has been a great asset. You know, he's been a classy veteran. Off the court, he's done a lot of great things as well. But I think at this point in his career, he's going to turn 35 next week. You know, I just feel he feels like this is Jimmy's time. And he's really reinforced the idea within Butler that you're one of the best players in the league, and when it's a close game late, you should want command the ball and take every important shot. And he's won some games doing that. He did it against Charlotte. He did it against Toronto last Saturday. He's been better than I think anybody could have imagined when they first saw him when he came from Marquette. But, you know, that's really not the ideal formula for being a consistent winner in the NBA, to basically give it the ball to one guy and then ask him to carry you home every night.
Mark, thank you. We'll be watching.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Mark Schanowski of Comcast Sportsnet. When we come back, I've got a comment from Joe Maddon. As we're starting to get some baseball things trickling in advance of the Cubs convention, Mark Gonzalez of the Tribune, a little note from Joe Maddon. And it is, interestingly, and I'm very pleased to see it, because it backs up a choice that he agrees with me when it comes to...
Well, I'm glad that he agrees with you. I bet he's happy about that, too.
He agrees with me when it comes to a lineup decision, and it's how I've been answering the question when I've been asked the same question, and he answered it exactly the same way. Tell you what I'm talking about in just a moment on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Tiger Balm. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Derrick Rose is back with the Knicks after going AWOL and abandoning his teammates before a loss to the Pelicans on Tuesday night. He didn't come to work, and he did not call anybody, and they lost that game. Well, he's now since returned and said it was not an issue relating to basketball or the team. He said it was a family emergency. One thing, D, since you were not there, the team lost, so it's got everything to do with basketball. Look, I'm not there. I don't know what's in his head or in his heart. Maybe he's got a family issue, or maybe it's a bench issue, as in he didn't appreciate sitting on it in the fourth quarter of a couple of recent games. Or maybe the pressure is getting to him, or maybe he's got his pending free agency in the back of his mind, or maybe it's all of the above. Whatever it is, it's not a good look, and his future in New York is not bright. I'm Jim Rome.
She said yes. Now you need an amazing band. You need David Rothstein Music at drsmusic.com. Imagine your dance floor packed with our high-energy 11-piece band playing all your favorite songs. With David Rothstein Music, you'll get a free DJ, unlimited song requests, and thoughtful personal touches. We'll take care of everything. Trust our award-winning music company with 18 years of thrilled couples. Read hundreds of five-star reviews at drsmusic.com. Just listen to basketball legend and father of the groom, Jeff Hornacek.
My son just got married, and you know the big concern is what band do you want to use? And they picked the David Rothstein band, and I'll recommend everybody. They were awesome. Best wedding that I've ever been to. Every single person at this wedding just raved about it. Anybody out there that's getting ready to get married, I definitely recommend that.
Your guests will say your wedding was the best wedding they've ever been to. If you love music and you want your wedding to be fun, organized, and unique, you want David Rothstein Music. Visit drsmusic.com. That's drsmusic.com.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola, and for a couple of years now, I've been telling you about Xfinity and all the services I have with my friends from Xfinity. Just absolutely outstanding. I'm actually just talking to Barry right now about the home security system from Xfinity.
I'm paying way too much for mine.
Well, Xfinity, here's the thing. They give you great customer service, great services, as well as affordable prices. The security system is really, really cool. Like, you know, all the first floor stuff is all done, all connected. And what I love most about
it's all wireless.
It's all wireless, and it goes right to my, like, I have it on my phone. I have the security app.
They charge you extra for that app, or it's just part of it?
The app's free. App's free. And so I can disarm, I can arm, I can monitor things from the app on my phone. So even if I'm not there, I know exactly what's going on. It's super convenient, super easy. And the important part is the app's free. The installation took, I mean, the guy was out and, you know, a half hour for insulation, and then there's the wireless keypad, went over everything. That took about 5 minutes to understand. You know, you enter your own information, and there's a, you know, secret security code and whatever it is you want to be able to use that. Very, very easy. I'm a dumb guy when it comes to technology. I'm certainly no Chris Tannehill, who is a modern man of technology. Ooh, that's you. I am not. And this is super easy for me to use, and even on my smartphone.
I'm looking to upgrade our system, so I may be calling Xfinity.
Well, when it comes to Xfinity, everything's an upgrade, including your internet, in-home Wi-Fi, the absolute best. The dudes come over to the apartment, and they walk in, and their iPads, boom, connects automatically right there. The best Wi-Fi. Super fast, always reliable. Doesn't matter what part of the house you're in. Doesn't matter what time of day. Doesn't matter how many devices are being used. Always fast, always reliable. The X1 system, absolute best. The X1 DVR, watch one show, record up to five others. The X1 voice remote. There's even a new voice command on the X1 voice remote. You press the one button, Barry, and you say weather. What do you think it gives you on the screen?
Sports and information on stocks.
You press the button and you say weather. What do you think it gives you on the screen?
The History Channel.
You press the button and you say weather. Last time, last guess. What do you think it gives you?
A question?
It gives you the weather. So then you know right there.
I didn't think of
you
that.
You didn't. I know. It might seem complicated to someone not very smart, but it's really easy because you say weather and it gives you weather. It's a new voice command.
Does it ask you a question?
On the X1 voice remote. No, you can stop now. You're making things worse, including my life, which I wouldn't be the first person to say that. Anyway,
a lot of people say that.
I know,
me.
Buddy. I still love you, though. The X1 system really is the absolute best. My favorite thing that I love is the Xfinity. Did you just ask me if I'm still talking during an endorsement, during a commercial? You? Wow. You get this guy over here?
Pot,
yesterday.
Yeah, pot, yeah, pot, kettle.
Yeah, kettle white. Wow.
Exactly. Hey, buddy.
Woo! Want to talk about some wine or food or something?
Yeah, really, for 9 minutes? How about ruining my comedy bits yesterday? Now you walk in and you're like, I'm going too long? This guy.
You want to take a call?
Jeez. Yeah, then be rude to him and hang up on him? I want your calls! I don't want your calls!
Stop there
you
go. Hockey.
Anyway, the X1 system is absolutely the very best with the on-demand, which thousands of TV shows and movies. You know what I did? I started yesterday on the on-demand system, Billions on Showtime, because I started watching, stopped watching, got back into it. I'm binge-watching that right now, and it's right there on Xfinity. My favorite app, though, on my phone outside of the Xfinity security system is the TV app. You can take your stuff on the go. I watch stuff all the time on my smartphone. I can even access my DVR through the app. So here's what you do. If you're a new customer to Xfinity, you get started with the X1 Starter Triple Play for only, this is the Triple Play, only $89.99 a month, and you lock in your rate for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Ask how to upgrade and get $400 back. The Xfinity Lock and Go event ends February 5th, so go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today.
Are you ready to take your career to the next level? Northern Illinois University's MBA program is designed with your needs in mind. The AACSB accredited MBA program prepares you for challenges in the global business community and offers flexible scheduling at convenient locations to meet your lifestyle. Choose one of the program formats available to help you balance the demands of home, work, and school. You can pursue the self-paced evening MBA at 2 locations, Hoffman Estates and Naperville, the Saturday Executive MBA program at Hoffman Estates, or the 1-year MBA offered at the Hoffman Estates location and in downtown Chicago. NIU also offers the Fast Track MBA, a full-time day program at the NIU main campus in DeKalb. Attend an MBA information session at NIU Hoffman Estates on Monday, January 30th at 6 p.m. or NIU Naperville on Tuesday, January 31st at 6 p.m. To learn more about the MBA program options available at Northern Illinois University, email mba@niu.edu or call 1-866-NIU-MBA-1. That's 1-866-648-6221.
Thank you.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEGE Profile and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 111 to 116. Some exclusions apply.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on, and hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon stars.
I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk, and not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1969, Led Zeppelin 1, the band's debut album, was released in the U.S. This week in 1982, at a concert, Ozzy Osbourne attempted to bite the head off a live bat, thinking it was rubber. The Beastie Boys became the first act censored on American Bandstand this week in 1987. This week in 1988, the Beatles were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Paul McCartney did not attend.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help. If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 2003, Maurice Gibb of the Bee Gees died at age 53 following a heart attack during abdominal surgery. Soul singer Teddy Pendergrass died at age 59 following a difficult recovery from colon cancer surgery. This week in 2010. This week in 2014, Justin Bieber was questioned by police over the egging of his neighbor's house. And this week in 2016, iconic artist David Bowie passed away due to liver cancer.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see?
He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS. CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1886, modern field hockey was born. The first basketball game was played this week in 1892. This week in 1903, the Tour de France bicycle race was announced. The PGA was formed this week in 1916. This week in 1937, Cy Young was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. This week in 1939, had the first NFL Pro Bowl. The PGA approved allowing black participants. This week in 1952. This week in 1958, had the first black player in the NHL.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
You should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like
crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want
to
give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
This week's most popular music. 27 years ago, 1990.
Number 3.
Phil Collins, Another Day in Paradise.
Number 2.
Technotronic, Pump Up the Jam.
Yo, pump up the jam, pump it up.
And the number one song this week, 27 years ago in 1990. Michael Bolton, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You?
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
She said, yes, now you need an amazing band. You need David Rothstein Music at drsmusic.com. Imagine your dance floor packed with our high-energy 11-piece band playing all your favorite songs. With David Rothstein Music, you'll get a free DJ, unlimited song requests, and thoughtful personal touches. We'll take care of everything. Trust our award-winning music company with 18 years of thrilled couples. Read hundreds of 5-star reviews at drsmusic.com. Just listen to basketball legend and father of the groom, Jeff Hornacek.
Son just got married, and you know the big concern is what band do you want to use? And they picked the David Rothstein band, and I'll recommend everybody. They were awesome. Best wedding that I've ever been to. Every single person at this wedding just raved about it. Anybody out there that's getting ready to get married, I definitely recommend that.
Your guests will say your wedding was the best wedding they've ever been to. If you love music and you want your wedding to be fun, organized, and unique, you want David Rothstein Music. Visit drsmusic.com. That's drsmusic.com.
Are you ready to take your career to the next level? Northern Illinois University's MBA program is designed with your needs in mind. The AACSB-accredited MBA program prepares you for challenges in the global business community and offers flexible scheduling at convenient locations to meet your lifestyle. Choose one of the program formats available to help you balance the demands of home, work, and school. You can pursue the self-paced evening MBA at 2 locations, Hoffman Estates and Naperville, the Saturday Executive MBA program at Hoffman Estates, or the one-year MBA offered at the Hoffman Estates location and in downtown Chicago. NIU also offers the Fast Track MBA, a full-time day program at the NIU main campus in DeKalb. Attend an MBA information session at NIU Hoffman Estates on Monday, January 30th at 6 p.m. or NIU Naperville on Tuesday, January 31st at 6 p.m. To learn more about the MBA program options available at Northern Illinois University, email mba@niu.edu or call 1-866-NIU-MBA-1. That's 1-866-648-6221.
Thank you.
idiot of the NHL, the Forrest Gump of the NHL, who somehow winds up...
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Getting his picture taken in the Oval Office with John Kennedy, and there's just no explanation
for
it.
He has to be doing something.
No, he doesn't do anything.
There's got to be something.
Dan, I swear to you.
I know.
His coaching style is as follows. Fellas, what do you want to do today? That's his coaching style. I mean, he truly has no idea what he's doing. He comes to the rink with no thoughts. He comes to the rink with no thoughts on what film to watch, on what we did wrong yesterday, on what we did right yesterday, on things we should look at, on guys who should be patted on the back.
But what
on
does
guys
that tell you about the sport? What does it tell you? If there's a guy who can be that, over that long a career, be that, you can't accident that much success.
Yes, you can, apparently.
But there's got to be
Dan, he is completely incompetent.
Or he's got a
completely.
It's like, you ever see the movie Ratatouille?
It's been a long time.
Okay, but if the chef isn't really doing the cooking, there's a rat under his chef's hat.
Well, that's the way it was in Anaheim.
I'm just wondering.
That's the way it was in Anaheim. Maybe everybody was doing everything for him.
Maybe there's a small animal. Maybe it's one of the mutated lice that's in his hair somewhere that is actually a brilliant hockey mind. Who
I mean,
knows?
But when it comes playoff time and it's game seven and you can't make a simple change and get Kessler out there against Jonathan Toews. He's going to score two goals in the first 11 minutes and beat you because you're a moron.
Greg in Oak Park, you're on WSCR.
Yeah, I love the conversation about Schwarber starting off. I remember a little bit a few years back where Stoney talked about a starting pitcher coming to the mound and having to go lefty-righty, 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 how he has to find different pitches and different points in the zone and get comfortable. Now imagine you got Schwarber, Bryant, Rizzo. You could be looking at a 25-pitch inning. On top of that, I bet you they continue that with then Russell, Zobrist, Hayward. Then they go Contreras, pitcher and Baez. They move the pitcher back to eighth, and then you've got Baez ninth kind of starting up over again.
Yeah, I love the idea of those 25-pitch innings, especially in the first game of a series, and a manager's like, boy, here we go. It's the fifth inning. I'm into my high-leverage bullpen already. That's what grinds teams down.
It just locks into the philosophy of new baseball and just making people pitch to you, making pitchers uncomfortable so that you can hit your pitch. That's what wins ball games.
Yeah, your pitch and or your pitcher. Thank you for the call, Greg.
It also helps to have a bullpen mound that is not exactly the same as your major league mound. I'm not suggesting that anyone would ever do this on purpose, but that can sometimes hamper an opposing starting pitcher in the first inning.
A little bit of news here. The Chicago Bears have just sent out a release saying that Jordan Howard has been named to the Pro Bowl. Running back Jordan Howard replaces Cardinals running back David Johnson, unable to participate due to injury. So,
well, that's nice for him.
He joins Gale Sayers as the only two Bears rookie running backs to be named to the Pro Bowl in team history. I'm not saying it means anything, but it's nice for him.
Odd question. Did Peyton go as a rookie as a kick returner? Because I believe he led the league in kick return average.
I don't know if they had a kick returner position in the Pro Bowl then. Didn't they just have one of the wide receivers do it?
I have no idea.
Or one of the cornerbacks? I thought they added that later when they were just looking for more spots.
I'll look it up.
If you have questions, comments about the Bears and the NFL, Hub Arkish can handle them for you. 312-644-6767. The phones are open for football discussion with Hub. That comes your way next on The Score.
one and only Hub Arch.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Cubs fans, The Score will be live at the Cubs convention all weekend, starting Friday 1 to 10, Saturday 8 to 12:45, and Sunday 8 to 11:30 to talk to the biggest names in the Cubs organization. 2017 is going to be another amazing year for the Cubs, and it all starts with the Cubs convention. Listen to our coverage live exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Cubs convention broadcast on 670 The Score, brought to you by Top Fleet Limousine. Take a ride with the pro.
She said yes. Now you need an amazing band. You need David Rothstein Music at drsmusic.com. Imagine your dance floor packed with our high-energy 11-piece band playing all your favorite songs. With David Rothstein Music, you'll get a free DJ, unlimited song requests, and thoughtful personal touches. We'll take care of everything. Trust our award-winning music company with 18 years of thrilled couples. Read hundreds of five-star reviews at drsmusic.com. Just listen to basketball legend and father of the groom, Jeff Hornacek.
My son just got married, and you know the big concern is what band do you want to use? And they picked the David Rothstein Band, and I'll recommend everybody. They were awesome. Best wedding that I've ever been to. Every single person at this wedding just raved about it. Anybody out there that's getting ready to get married, I definitely recommend that.
Your guests will say your wedding was the best wedding they've ever been to. If you love music and you want your wedding to be fun, organized, and unique, you want David Rothstein Music. Visit drsmusic.com. That's DRS.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
She said yes. Now you need an amazing band. You need David Rothstein Music at drsmusic.com. Imagine your dance floor packed with our high-energy 11-piece band playing all your favorite songs. With David Rothstein Music, you'll get a free DJ, unlimited song requests, and thoughtful personal touches. We'll take care of everything. Trust our award-winning music company with 18 years of thrilled couples. Read hundreds of five-star reviews at drsmusic.com. Just listen to basketball legend and father of the groom, Jeff Hornacek.
My son just got married, and you know the big concern is what band do you want to use? And they picked the David Rothstein Band, and I'll recommend everybody. They were awesome. Best wedding that I've ever been to. Every single person at this wedding just raved about it. Anybody out there that's getting ready to get married, I definitely recommend that.
Your guests will say your wedding was the best wedding they've ever been to. If you love music and you want your wedding to be fun, organized, and unique, you want David Rothstein Music. Visit drsmusic.com. That's drsmusic.com.
Are you ready to take your career to the next level? Northern Illinois University's MBA program is designed with your needs in mind. The AACSB-accredited MBA program prepares you for challenges in the global business community and offers flexible scheduling at convenient locations to meet your lifestyle. Choose one of the program formats.